Girl Underground, written by Morris Gleitzman and read by Marianne Fay.
The time is approximately 8:12 a.m. and I'm proceeding in a westerly direction across our living room towards the kitchen. Something is wrong. I can feel it in my guts. I try and work out what it can be. Menzies is having a shower upstairs, but I've removed all the illegal toiletries from the upstairs bathroom, so that's okay. Dave the bodyguard is using the shower next to the laundry, but I've made sure the soap and toothpaste in there are legal, and the fake serial numbers on the washing machine and dryer are facing the wall, so that's okay too. Hang on. I think I know what might be wrong. Mum, I whisper urgently, leaning across the kitchen benchtop. Where's Dad? Mum stops scrambling eggs and rolls her eyes. The warehouse, she says. He kept me awake half the night, tossing and turning, and then he was up at 7 with some harebrained scheme about sending a gift to every member of Parliament. Something about persuading them to change their minds about keeping kids in detention centres. Oh no, I say. You're telling me, says Mum. He's left us alone in the house with a federal policeman. I'm thinking of something much more awful than that. I'm thinking of Uncle Grubb backing his van up to the side door of Parliament House. I'm thinking of government ministers going ballistic when they see Dad's gifts have got fake serial numbers and instructing Dave to arrest our whole family.